Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we have with us Dr. Stanley Porter and Dr. Alan Kirshner about their new book that they've edited, The Future Restoration of Israel, A Response to Supersessionism. Get a couple of Bible students together anytime. This is a question that's going to come up. So we're really glad to see this come out, and we're glad to talk about it. All right, first off, you guys, what is supersessionism? Maybe you can distinguish some of the varieties of it. And then are you targeting any one of these in particular?
Well, supersessionism is, as you intimated, quite a broad topic. And I suppose for my own sake, yes, there's a lot of different forms it takes. And then there are a lot of forms of response to it. And I think our book captures a lot of that variety, because one of the things we didn't try to do in this book was to be too narrow in how we defined any of the terms in it. We're really concerned with that whole question of, you know, what is the continuing role of Israel in God's economy? And so there are a lot of different takes on that. But from my standpoint, I've been concerned over the years that there's a growing tendency, especially with the rise of sort of the, I guess, a resurgence of Calvinism, neo-Calvinism, the kind of covenantal Unitarian kind of view that is taking place, that some of these issues have been pushed to the side, or there are certain kind of preconceived ideas that have come out of them. And so a lot of those kinds of views typically have supersessionism built into them in one form or another. So you have covenantal unity. And so there is basically this idea, there's a single covenant, therefore there's no distinction between Old Testament and New Testament. There's one people of God. There's no distinction that is made. Before you know it, there is no real continuing role for Israel. And so I just think there are a lot of reasons to not accept that view. And we wanted to give an opportunity for a number of authors who would probably disagree on a good number of other things, but they would have in common the idea that there is a continuing place for Israel, and to give a response to that.
Very good. Tell us then what you hope to accomplish with the book, but then in particular, give us an overview of your book, how you approach the question. You've got five sections to the book. Tell us how that progresses.
I was just going to say that the book is one of the benefits of the book is that we have 20 contributors, so it's a quite large volume, and we didn't want to, you know, have certain strictures on the book. So it's there's a lot of overlap in the book, which is a good thing. And there's the contributors come from different theological traditions, not just like some strict, you know, traditional dispensational viewpoint, but from a swath of traditions. So that's a good thing. And we try to touch on different purposes of scripture, Paul, the Old Testament, Jesus, the epistles, the book of Revelation, and a couple other sections. So we wanted it broad, but the essays themselves specifically are addressing specific questions from an academic point of view. Everybody that approaches this volume is going to benefit from a few chapters. I don't perceive people reading it from cover to cover, although they can do that, but they're definitely going to find some benefit in a few of these chapters on the question they're addressing. But the volume itself focuses on the future role of Israel. At least that's the focus in terms of, because supersessionism does cover a lot of other issues, not just does God have a plan for national ethnic Israel in the future. There's issues with the law and so forth, but we wanted to kind of focus on the issue of God's future plan for Israel. And it is addressed in a even from different methodologies as well. So I think that's, again, that's a benefit. And I think we're all trying to argue that there's unity in, or diversity in unity. And that is something where supersessionism, I think, fails to recognize in scripture, is this diversity in the unity of scripture. And and the supersessionism tends to collapse, I think, a lot into a certain supersessionist hermeneutic.
Yeah, and then give us just briefly an overview then of the sections of the book and the approaches that you take.
Well, I have it in front of me here. So part one would be the covenants and Israel's future. Then part two, the nations and Israel's future. Part three, Paul and Israel's future. Part four, Jesus and Israel's future. Part five, supersessionism in the past. And also Stan and I, we co-edited authored the introduction as well, trying to define supersessionism, our purpose in it, and giving a little bit of history of the actual term and idea of supersessionism in church history.